On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Former MP Lindiwe Mazibogo says South Africa still needs a national dialogue, even if the process isn't perfect. She delivered the closing remarks at the National Convention in Pretoria yesterday. The two-day event, which was held in preparation for the national dialogue, has been a subject of criticism. Several legacy foundations, including the Thabo Mbeki Foundation, chose to boycott the convention, saying the process wasn't inclusive. Political parties like the DA, Freedom Front Plus and Action SA also withdrew their support. But Mazibogo feels dialogue has always been key to South Africa's progress.
We have achieved something extraordinary. We've come together from all walks of life, engaged in respectful, vigorous dialogue, and dared to envision a more inclusive, citizen-led future for South Africa. But I also recognized the challenges ahead. Meaningful dialogue is rarely easy.
The National E-Hailing Federation of South Africa has called on government to root out criminal elements within the public transport sector. It comes after a KZN e-hailing driver was killed at Maponya Mall in Soweto on Wednesday. 27-year-old Mthokozi Simvilase from Ulundi was shot and his car torched while he was inside just days after starting his new job as a driver. The attack linked to taxi violence sparked outrage in the community, who say they've had enough of minibus taxi operators intimidating e-hailing drivers and passengers. The e-hailing federation's Tela Masagale says the strength of the sector lies in unity and regulation.
This notion that our members do not want to be compliant is not true. We have a traffic management and compliance department that has been working tirelessly to create awareness and assist our members to be compliant by applying for operating licenses. However, till to date, new members are only able to operate with a mere receipt of their application.
A community policing forum in Phoenix, north of Durban, has called for more police visibility to combat drug-related crimes affecting the area. On Friday, officers seized cocaine with an estimated street value of 10 million rand from two properties linked to a local gang. Two suspects were also nabbed during the bust. The local CPF's Mark Nadesan says drug-related crimes have been an issue for years.
We want to congratulate the police on doing a wonderful job and seizing that amount and that extent of drugs in the Phoenix area.
And abroad, leaders of France, Germany and Britain will today host a video call to discuss steps towards ending the war in Ukraine. It's after Donald Trump dropped his push for a ceasefire after his Alaska summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin on Friday. Ukraine and its European allies have criticized it as a way to buy time and press Russia's battlefield advances. Securing a ceasefire in Ukraine had been one of the US president's core demands before the summit. It comes as Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky is due to visit Washington tomorrow to discuss the war with Trump. The top story, former MP Lindiwe Mazibogo says South Africa still needs a national dialogue, even if the process isn't perfect. She delivered the closing remarks at the National Convention in Pretoria yesterday. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.